Mickey.
Mickey who?
Mickey you.
Mickey me.
That's who.
Well, I'm going to introduce you, Mickey. I'm going to introduce you to Michael Riedel. Michael doesn't know that you were named after Mickey Mantle, my hero, and that song was the Teresa Brewer song back in the 50s.
So. Len loves his dopey old songs. You just got to put up with it. All right.
Yeah,
so, hey, you're making your big debut here tomorrow. Are you ready to go? Any butterflies in the stomach for tomorrow, Mickey?
You know, we are. We're ready to go. And, I'm a little anxious, mainly just to get out there and see what the guys can do. You know, I feel like our spring training prepared everyone to go out there and do their job. And, I'm really excited about getting out there and showing our fans a solid baseball team that's going to go out there and play the game the right way.
What were you most impressed with by the team during the spring training?
You know what, just really who they are. And everybody just wants to win baseball games. Because, you know, I came in and our coaching staff came in, and we're going to ask some different things out of these guys than they've probably been asked to do before. And everyone to a man just said, you know what, I'll hit wherever, I'll play wherever, I just want to win games. That was the most impressive thing.
Can you give me a specific thing you want out of these guys?
Win.
You know what, the one thing that we want is to go out there, play the game with respect, play the game the right way, and if we do those things and we're fundamentally sound, we're going to be very good because we have the personnel.
Mickey, I know in spring training, and I know how the players, you know, some of it's a grind. I know it sounds like fun in Florida, but they don't. Some of them go through the motions a little bit. You don't play nine innings. You don't have your A team out there at all times. Are you saving some bullets, so to say, in your arsenal? Are there some things that maybe you'll be doing that you really haven't shown so far in games? I mean, fans with maybe more speed, more stolen bases, more hit and run, stuff like that.
You know, I think we want to be selectively aggressive when it makes sense. But we have a team that can hit some homers. We have guys at the bottom of our lineup that are fast, that can steal some bases. You know, and I think if we put all their strengths to use, then you're going to see a really good baseball team out there on the field. You know, spring training is kind of tough because guys aren't playing nine innings. And, you know, half the spring they're playing five or six. So, you know, you're kind of like, oh, man, what are we doing here? But you have to take care of them. They know what they're doing. We have a lot of veterans. You know, the younger guys played a little bit more, which they needed to. The veteran guys, they got in, got their work, and got out. And you have to rely on them to let them know when they're ready. And that's what we did, and everybody feels in a really good spot coming in.
All right, Mickey, do you have the starting lineup for us?
Not yet. I probably need to tell them first.
Cutting a little close there, aren't you?
That was a good try, though.
I tried to sneak it in there and catch you off guard.
Wants to tell the players first. I think you touched on something there, Mickey. I think the communications is so huge. I mean, you have a lot of fragile egos in there. I mean, every little thing that happens, you got to tell the player first. He doesn't want to hear about it from the media.
No, you definitely do, and I think that they deserve that. You know, it's their career. We're here to support it and give them, everything they possibly can to succeed as far as resources, and we're always going to communicate with them.
We're on the air with Mets manager Mickey Callaway, and I know, Mickey, you're such a team guy, but I want you to, if you can, a little bit address the fact that you're making your managerial debut in New York City. Full house, Citi Field, if you could share some of your personal thoughts.
You know what? It's gonna feel real good to me, obviously. You know, my parents are coming. My family's all going to be there. So that'll be a neat moment. I think that by the time the first pitch is thrown, I'll just be focused on the game, hopefully. But, I am a team guy, and this is a team game. And I'm just really excited to go out there and accomplish something special with these young men we have.
And just think, you may get cheered tomorrow when you come out to the baseline for the introductions.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Hey, Mickey, in your own career when you were playing, when did the moment come where you thought, you know, I'd rather get into managing and coaching?
You know what? I was probably too good of a self-evaluator. I knew that I wasn't a very good pitcher. I didn't have great stuff. So it probably came a little bit earlier in my career than most. But, you know, I knew I loved the game. I knew the game and the right way to play the game. So I really wanted to play as long as I could just to make sure I had as much knowledge as I could. And, you know, I feel like playing for 13 years professionally allowed me to do that.
Hey, Mickey, before you run, Matt Harvey had a good spring and came out saying we expect big things. And, you know, you got Syndergaard tomorrow, and he looks to be in great shape. And you got DeGrom and Mats. I mean, you could have a pretty solid pitching staff. That's going to be the key, obviously.
Yes, it is. And they are in a really good spot, both physically and mentally. Now, things can always change. You know, you can't control everything. But we can do everything we possibly can to prepare on a daily basis to have them as physically ready as possible and as mentally ready. And I feel like Dave Island did such a good job of that this spring with all of those pitchers. And if they stay healthy and they stay out there and attack the zone the right way, their stuff is going to play. And we're going to have a really good team. So we're really looking forward to that.
All right. Well, Mickey, not to add to the pressure on you tomorrow, but Len and I are going to be there. So we expect you to deliver the goods.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, you know what? With that added extra pressure, that's going to be tough. But you're going to be a fun ball game, that's for sure.
Thanks, all Mickey. Right. Appreciate
Thanks.
It.
Thanks, Mickey Callaway. We wish
I really
you...
appreciate it, guys.
Yeah. All right. Good luck.
We'll see you tomorrow. Wish you the best of luck. It's going to be a big day. Big day. And, Len, you and I are going to be there.
Yeah, we will. That's great. And he mentioned Dave Island. He's the pitching coach. But let's say goodbye to Mickey. Yeah.
I love Mickey.
Mickey who?
Mickey you.
Mickey me.
Goodbye to.
Was that Mickey Mantle was actually in that song?
Len's going back to his childhood.
No, that's Mickey Calloway's. He was named after him.